Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein with your weekly podcast. The good part about doing these podcasts is we actually pre-record them during the week and then air them on Sunday. So actually, I'm sharing with you just before Thanksgiving what my thoughts and feelings are. Even though these are very incredibly challenging times, I am so thankful. I'm thankful for the family and friends that we have. I'm thankful for the neighbors and community in working together in getting through these tough times. Over this past 10 months, it really has brought to light what our priorities, or at least what my priorities, are really focusing on. It is my faith, family, friends, working together, and just getting things done, focusing on what's right. And it could be tough because we are bombarded with so much happening to us right now, and it's a challenge because we don't know when the end will occur when it comes to this pandemic. We are very fortunate that there are now 3 vaccines that have been developed, working on going through the FDA approval, and then the vaccinations being logistically pushed around our country and distributed to those that need them. And before you know it, we will all have the opportunity to be vaccinated. So that's the COVID-19 vaccination. What I'm asking you is to take advantage of the vaccination that exists right now, and that's for the flu. I know me and my family received a flu vaccine last week, and I recommend that if you haven't received it yet, go get it done, because once the flu hits, the challenge is that that vaccine may go away pretty quick, as everybody will be going to the pharmacies to get the vaccine. So if you got the opportunity, get it done now. There is so much to talk about when it comes to COVID-19 from federal, state, and local level. And as you know, I've really focused my attention on what we can do locally. I am so proud of our team in packaging together over $8 million from federal, state, and local funds that go to our community's businesses, the shops, the retail, the services, and the restaurants. That is a great step to keep them afloat during these challenging times, but it's not going to be enough. I ask you to shop local, to eat local, to take the opportunity and visit the stores, whether you can do it in person or online, and get those gifts that are one of a kind when you're shopping local. Eat at the local restaurants. There's so many great eateries in Carroll County. Take advantage of it. That's what's going to keep our businesses thriving through these challenging times. The other tough piece about going through COVID-19 is understanding what right looks like. I do believe our governor, Governor Hogan, has been doing a great job with the tools he has in front of him. I believe our county government has also been doing very well in working with the state administration to do what's best for our Carroll County community. It's difficult. It's difficult times as we feel like some of our civil liberties have been taken away from us, whether it was the recreational sports, whether it was the opportunity to go into the schools. It's a very difficult time. It reminds me, although not quite the same, in 9/11/2001, during those horrific attacks on our country, in late October, President Bush put into place what was called the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act was given the opportunity for us to find out and root out terrorists that may be located in the United States. The challenge is, again, it was a method, but it also felt like some of our civil liberties were taken away from us. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." There's a lot to think about for what Benjamin Franklin said at that time. We live in very difficult times. So I ask those civil liberties that we may be giving up during these times, understand the importance of when we give up those liberties to keep us safe. I ask that everyone continue to wear the mask, continue to keep our social distancing, continue to do the right thing, to protect yourself, but also to protect those that are around you. Another thing I want to talk about is there's been a lot of work done on zoning. And zoning when it comes to our commercial, industrial, employment campuses, and then also a couple of zoning requests that have come in for residential areas. These are very important activities that the county is participating in, and the way we're going to get it right is by, again, the opportunity to listen and learn from you. So I continue to ask you to stay involved, understand what the requests are when it comes to the rezoning of certain areas in your communities and give us your take. Give us the good, the bad when it comes to rezoning these areas. Why do you want it to happen or why don't you want it to happen? We then package all of that, and over the next probably 2-3 months, we will be making decisions on some of the rezoning activities, especially when it comes to the commercial and industrial areas within the county. I do feel pretty good about it because out of all the areas in Carroll County, we only have, it's either 28 or 29 requests for rezoning of industrial commercial employment campuses. Of all the areas in Carroll County at this time, we only have 2 parcels of property that are requesting rezoning before the residential definitions are in place, the rezoning of residential areas. I am blessed to be in South Carroll and participate in an organization called the FDCA. It is a community where we'll have Zoom meetings and 40, 50, 60 folks will be on. And we talk back and forth on what the pros and cons in moving forward are when we're talking about growth in the South Carroll and also in Carroll County. I couldn't do it without them. I'm dependent on them. I'm dependent on you in allowing me to get it right when it comes to rezoning and activities overall in Carroll County. In closing, what I want to do is share with you just how we do get it right. I participate on a board of what's called the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore. It's an opportunity to look at the Greater Baltimore region from Anne Arundel County, Howard County, Hartford, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and Carroll County coming together and the strength of the region. During the last board meeting, I highlighted the $8.2 million that we provided to our small businesses and to our restaurants over the course of this pandemic. When we stood up and gave out around $800,000 early on in March, April to where we are today. Although some of the price tags may be a bit more in the different counties, they have a much larger population. We are doing it right because we are listening to you, we're learning what your needs are, and we are acting on it. I am so proud of the responsiveness of our economic development team in reaching out to you and understanding your needs and getting the funds that you desperately sometimes need. We also get it right when it comes to education. The work that our Board of Education that they're doing in making decisions are very, very difficult. I am proud of all of them in coming together, in working with the school system, in working with the parents and the teachers, in making the best decisions that they can with the information they have at that time. These are difficult decisions. It's not going to please everyone, but sometimes we have to take that step back and understand the value in the decision they're making and putting themselves out there in making those decisions. And finally, once again, as you listen to this podcast, it is after Thanksgiving. I am wishing and hoping that you all had a very happy, a very safe, a very healthy Thanksgiving, that you had the opportunity to reach out to your friends and to your family to share your appreciation for them and understand the priorities that we have when it comes to family, friends, and community. Again, I'm always responsive to you. Reach out anytime. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from Eldersburg in District 5, wishing everyone a wonderful day. And as always, life is good. Thanks.